Hey, I just came up here to scout. Yeah. But as long as you're here, we're losing the light again. I know. This show is a fucking dumpster fire. At least I can count on the grip department, eh? I see your crew got the silk overhead set. Did you just run a cable from tree to tree? Yeah, Zig and Zag is right. They had to be stoned when they planted the peach orchard up on this hillside. Nice view, though. You can see the crew parking from here. It's in the old pot field. And there's Video Village, where the teepees used to be. I actually grew up here. My folks drifted from commune to commune. I was free child labor. I couldn't wait to scrape that life off and buy some fucking shoes. But here I am, a nomad myself, going from movie to movie. You? Wow, fourth generation grip? That's a pretty peripatetic life. I guess growing up on sets is another kind of migrant worker. It must not have been terrible if you picked rigging key out of all possible career options. No, you're right. It's not so bad if you have people you can count on. You're a lucky man. Nah, the director's back in his trailer, snorting meth off the belly of the stunt coordinator. Who knows? Asshole. Look, I'm really sorry, but you're gonna have to strike this overhead and pre-rig the stage for tomorrow. The director is a complete waste of skin, and you work so hard and never complain. It's just so fucking wrong. I have no respect for that dickhead. But you? You're the hardest working man on this train wreck. You have all my respect. Get back to base camp? No hurry. In fact, I'm gonna kill my walkie. Nothing important's gonna happen for another 13 minutes. Why, yes, that is specific. I'm an AD, baby. Precision scheduling is my life. Twilight and a peach orchard in the summer isn't the worst place to be, though. Hear that hum? When the wind falls, rot and ferment, the bees get drunk. And then they get busy. Would you like a fresh peach? They're luscious. I've heard you like it when the juice runs all down your chin. No, stay there. I got this. Here you go. They're really ripe. It's dripping down my throat. Oh yeah, use your tongue. Follow the trickle of juice. Lick it up. Oh, your mouth on my neck. Your lips feel. Oh. tastes good. So good. Sweet peach juice and salty man. Unzip your cargoes so I can get my hands on your cock. Are you not wearing any underwear? Yes. A man going commando gets me so hot. Oh, let me just stroke. Stroke you. We can... Damn it. We don't have much time left. I'd love a chance to get to know you better, but the UPM is blowing up my phone. How about... Got it. I'll stand on the apple box and hold on to this branch. Pull down my shorts. Yeah, I went commando too. Oh, yes. God, yes. Oh. Oh. I've wanted you since the first location scout. Oh. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. 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 Harder. Yeah. Oh, harder. Oh, yeah. Guess I gotta get back down there and sort it all out. I borrowed the keys to his DeLorean. Pretentious fuck. No idea where I threw them. Dropped them. You let the air out of his tires yesterday? I'll bet Transpo is pissed. Though, maybe not. Everybody hates him. He really shouldn't have fucked over Crafty. I think there might have been a few peanuts in his granola snack mix. Yep, there's the medic pulling up now. Nah, he'll be fine. He doesn't go into anaphylactic shock. He just vomits up his socks. I put an EpiPen in his pocket, though, just in case. Well, that freed up another 23 minutes. Got time for one more take before we call it a wrap?